It is 4:42 downtown Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimball here. And time for us to hop on board the G&M Family Market phone line. And welcome back to the program, a veteran broadcast journalist. You see him on 207 every single night of the week on WCSH, WLBZ TV. Rob Caldwell joining us. Rob, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Rich. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Welcome back from vacation. It looks like you were in someplace other than Maine.
I've got just a few words for you. Swim Up Pool Bar. They're not real popular in Maine this time of year.
I'm impressed that you came back, sir. That's commitment.
No, that's a paycheck waiting for me.
Well, you are part of what sounds like a wonderful event coming up this weekend. It's sponsored by the Maine Studies Program at the university. It's called Framing Maine, Conversations with Storytellers and Image Makers from the Pine Tree State, and a good one this weekend in singer-songwriter Maine legend David Mallett.
I was honored, genuinely honored, to be asked to be part of this, Rich, because this is only the second one of these interviews that has been done as part of this series at the university. The first one, interestingly enough, was with a guy you know well, my longtime colleague, Bill Green, here at New Center Maine, who is also a University of Maine alumnus. And so I did an interview with the director of the Maine Studies program about that interview when Bill did it back a few months ago, and he got in touch with me a few weeks ago and said, would you like to be part of the event with David Mallett on Saturday night? Would you like to be the one asking the questions of David? And I said, boy, that sounds like just a wonderful time, and so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, it's a great program. I love the idea, and when you talk Maine storytellers, yes, right after Bill Green would come David Mallett, who's been doing this now, Dave doesn't like to admit it, but for more than a half century. And if I remember correctly, Rob, he got his start in many ways with WLBZ-TV when he and his brother appeared on the old Spotlight on Youth TV show.
He did. He had a TV show, and I love the way it comes full circle, because there would be a pretty sizable number of music fans in Maine right now who may not know David Mallett, but they know his sons, the Mallett Brothers Band, because those guys are really big right now. Well, it's wonderful that David and his brother started out, the Mallett Brothers, on WLBZ a long time ago. And I just love the way this story comes full circle with Mallett Brothers of different generations.
And Dave's music is so great, and they're all good, but those story songs, and I think of tunes like The Ballad of St. Anne's Reel, This Town, one of his songs from the 90s, to talk about the change in downtowns in small-town America, and maybe my favorite Dave Mallett song of all time, Summer of My Dreams.
Well, he's the perfect guy to have in a series on storytellers, because he really is a storyteller. The images that he brings to mind with just the sparest of lyrics, I was thinking about it this afternoon, is his best-known song is The Garden Song, which starts out inch by inch, row by row, and goes on from there. So it starts out six words, each of just one syllable. But when you hear that, you automatically, in your mind, begin to see what he's talking about. You paint your own picture in your mind, and that's the mark to me, one of the marks of a really talented storyteller.
And so many people have covered his songs. I'm not sure anybody has range that includes everyone from Pete Seeger to the Muppets doing your work.
Pete Seeger really gave him the boost, because Pete was the one who picked up The Garden Song. And yes, as you say, the list goes on and on. Emmylou Harris, Alison Krauss, Arlo Guthrie. Well, you got people of that caliber who are saying, hey, I want to record one of your songs. That's about as good a compliment as a songwriter can get.
And Dave is as dyed-in-the-wool a Mainer as you can get, still hanging out up at Sebec Lake. And he tried the Nashville scene for a while and wrote down there a bit of a songwriting factory and just found that it was not for him. I remember he did a video for country music television back in the day, but his heart was always up here in Piscataquis County.
He was born in Dover, Foxcroft, lives in Sebec Lake. It doesn't get any more Maine than that. And one of the things that I'm looking forward to asking him about is that Nashville chapter, Rich, and how that shaped him, what he liked down there about the experience, what he didn't like, what he learned from it, what he took away from it. That's something that I don't know that much about, and I'm interested to hear what kind of a creative influence that had on him, both in good ways, because he enjoyed the experience down there, or in ways that were, you know, less positive, but still gave him something that, you know, gave him a few more colors to paint with in his writing.
We're talking with Rob Caldwell. It's this Saturday night, Minsky Recital Hall at the University of Maine in Orono, 7 p.m., an evening with David Mallett, a full concert with Dave, and then right on the stage, question and answer session with you. Now, is Dave's band there, or is this going to be a solo effort?
My understanding, and I'm not sure about this, but I think it's going to be solo, so don't hold me to that. All I know is if he asks me to sing, I will exit stage left.
That may be a good idea. Yeah, I can see that.
That's not a good idea. That's a superb idea.
When we talk about storytelling, too, one of my favorite projects that David has undertaken in recent years was when he put together the words of Henry David Thoreau with his own music and a wonderful creation called The Fable True.
That's a really interesting project. And again, this ties into the fact that he's a storyteller. There was, you know, when you think about people who were gifted with words, there, you know, Thoreau is at the very top of the pyramid. You know, another great main storyteller, E.B. White, was a guy who just revered Thoreau. And so when you have David Mallett so inspired by Thoreau's words that he wants to do a project, and Thoreau spent a fair amount of time in Maine, wrote about his travels in Maine when Maine was really still kind of on the edge of wilderness back in the 1800s, and it's another perfect example of the right talent reaching out and finding interesting material and then doing something creative with it.
And of course, Dave's such a great songwriter that sometimes we take his singing for granted. I've always felt like he's the best interpreter of his own songs. And then a few years ago, he did a wonderful collection of covers. Did you ever get a chance to listen to any of The Horse That I Rode In On?
I have heard some of those, not all of them, but yeah, again, I think that's a good point, Rich, is that he's such a good songwriter that he sometimes doesn't necessarily get the credit that he deserves as a singer, and that's what happens when you're in the music business, is it's so easy to get sort of pigeonholed, and people say, oh yeah, you know, he's a great songwriter, and then you don't give that person the props that he deserves as a vocalist.
Yeah, and he does. I have the best version of Tombstone Every Mile since Dick Curless did it back 50-some years ago.
I tell you, anyone who wants to do a cover of that is taking a risk, because if that's not the definitive main song, I don't know what is. And Curless's version is legendary. I love it.
Rob, while we have you here, you know, we are huge fans on the show of 207. Absolutely love the job you guys do. And one of the things that you do so well is to bring on talented music acts from Maine, but all around New England. How do you find these wonderfully talented people and bring them on 207?
We're lucky because the Maine musicians, a lot of them really want to be on 207, and especially young musicians. It's really gratifying because I don't need to tell you that if you're 21 years old and you've got a band these days, you didn't grow up listening to traditional television and traditional radio the way that you and I did. And yet, these younger musicians really want to be on a local television program, and they don't have many options. So they want to be on 207. They get a kick out of it. We had one just a week or two ago, a young woman who I think she was 20, 21, maybe 22, and she just had the biggest smile on her face the whole time she was in her studio. She said, "This is so cool to be here. I've watched this for so long. This is so cool to be here." And it's one of the best compliments we can get.
You had a great interview with a guy that we have come to absolutely love here. He just won our annual competition where listeners vote for their favorite guests of the year. And it was obvious you were having a great time like we did when you got to chat with Stephen Tobolowsky.
Was he not just the best guy to hang out with?
Yeah.
You know what it's like, Rich? You get to do interviews with people, and however long maybe you talk with them, it might be 6 or 7 minutes, maybe you talk to them for 20 minutes, but you just want the conversation to go on and on. And that's what it was like with Stephen Tobolowsky. I talked to him for, I think, about 40 or 45 minutes, and I just wanted to spend the rest of the day with him. You just want to say, "Hey, Stephen, can we go have a cup of coffee? Hey, Stephen, how about let's go get a pizza and a beer? I mean, you just want to keep talking with him. He was just the best storyteller, funny, thoughtful, insightful, self-aware, just a marvelous guy.
Yeah, we had such a surreal moment. He did a reading up here, and then one of our sponsors, Novio's Bistro, opened up, let us come on in after hours so that we could enjoy with Stephen a new beer that they had just tapped, a Ned Ryerson IPA.
Yes, that is so brilliant. That is just the best, because that, of course, was the name of his character in Groundhog Day, Ned Ryerson. And he got such a kick out of that, because I talked to him, I think it was the day after, he'd had a wonderful time in Bangor. And he was just like a little kid. He was so excited about that whole experience.
Well, he's a great guy. He's actually coming on with us tomorrow to officially receive the honor of being our Downtown Madness champion. Although there was a challenge along the way. Your own Jessica Gagne was the people's choice in the state of Maine this year. Folks love her.
As they should. I mean, wow, what a great combination. When you've got Jess Gagne and Stephen Tobolowsky, you're headed for the Hall of Fame, Rich.
Yeah, all I have to do is just sit back and get out of the way, and that's what I do best, is just lurk in the background.
It's kind of like, you know, when you get Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig on your team, you just keep putting them in the lineup every day.
Exactly. That's what it's like. Well, it's like that on 207 every night. We love the show, and we look forward to this great event this weekend. Again, an evening with David Mallett. Rob Caldwell will host and do a Q&A after the concert, 7 p.m., Minsky Recital Hall at the University of Maine in Orono. Rob, always great to talk with you. Thanks for coming on with us this afternoon, and I hope the weather warms up enough that sometime in the next few months, you can swim up to a bar somewhere here in Maine.
Thank you, Rich. Always a delight to talk with you.
Thanks, Rob.